Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As Booker T and the MGs bring this back, that song is Green Onions. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We got a couple of great guests with us at the same time this half hour, ladies and gentlemen. Adam Sonalter and Jack Mancini are both partners at Maximum Value Partners, LLC. Jack, why don't you tell us about Maximum Value Partners?
We're business coaches, Jim, and what that means, we deal with companies from 1 to 25 employees. The product that they or service that they produce means nothing to us because they're the experts. So that's secondary. We coach them on how to market to get more sales, put a marketing plan together, and all the other stuff, which includes the numbers, the accounting, the planning. People who are going to be bringing into their company, you know, how do they motivate them? How do they find them? How do they incentivize them? Especially in today's modern world, people want inclusion and balance and work life. How do you do that stuff? Well, we teach them basically how to do that stuff and, most importantly, make a profit.
Right.
And have a profit that's sustainable.
And sustain that. Thank you for that. We said it together. Sustain success, right?
Absolutely.
Know what makes you successful, so when you have a period like we've had the last 8 years where the economy can't get out of the blocks, you know how to survive in a situation like that. And Adam, when things turn around, you're operating so lean and mean that you have outrageous profits.
That's correct. Yeah, what's beautiful about some tough times, Jim, is that once you make it through it, a lot of the folks that weren't so good are out of the way now.
Yeah,
and the opportunities are just absolutely
and they're fantastic. Not those people aren't disrupting the price structure anymore.
That's correct,
and that's where the margins are, isn't it?
You got it.
Let's talk about one of the things that I talk about on the show over the years, and not too many people have the courage to handle these topics on radio, but that is understand the relationship between accounts receivable days and accounts payable days. That number. The calculus between those two numbers, which you can't calculate if you don't have current financial statements, but that number, the spread between the AR days and AP days, that is comes straight back to your forecast, doesn't it?
That's correct.
Yes, it does.
Go ahead, Jack.
And not only does it come back, it's a strategic tool, especially again with a 90-day daily cash flow. In other words, every day is projected out. So if I want to fund my business here short term, I may do it on the back of a vendor, and I can see that, and I can call and make arrangements, and basically I don't have to always go to the bank. It's huge to understand that relationship between AR and AP.
Right.
It just gives you tremendous flexibility, and being able to run your company, not only finance it, but create the goodwill that's necessary, when he's concerned.
Adam, it took me a long time to get to this point, but I have there are people in my organization who manage the cash this month.
That's right.
But I manage the cash beyond this month. I'm the only one who I know what's going on the next 12 months in my business. I know where the trouble is. I know where the opportunity is. I know when I need help. And how to move things around. I don't worry about this month because I've already taken care of that, and all the people have to do is execute. But it's not their job to put the rocks in the box for the next 11 months. That's my job. And so that's, to me, I think that's a good, and that includes the AR aging and the AP aging, which is where you get which you guys, I know you help people about. That includes making sure that nobody gets upside down with me on payables.
Well, you're
on receivables.
Yeah, yeah, you're better off than most, Jim. You know, most people don't have anybody kind of taking care of cash. And we talk about that, and it starts with the owner, be able to kind of set that
tone.
Got
to do it, because go ahead.
And it's more than just running the report. It's actually making phone calls to people. You know, if people owe you money, and you know, if we're sitting here today on a Tuesday and folks owe me money on Friday,
right.
Call ahead of time. Call ahead of time. Say, it's just verifying. I'm expecting, you know, forecasting a check to be coming on Friday. I just want to make sure that you got everything you need.
Well, but before that, when you send your salespeople out, you make sure they understand your credit policies.
Right.
That's right.
So you don't make a loan to somebody that you thought you made a sale to.
That's exactly right. That's
right?
What happened. That's right. And we try to designate within the company a cash czar. You know, certainly the owner is riding herd over
the emperor.
Position. But yeah, absolutely. Somebody who has a lot of authority input and is hovering over that whole cash situation daily. It's key. It's just key. And, you know, as we all know, we're preaching to the choir here.
But there's so many people out there. You know, what I tell people all the time is, long before you are in danger of running going out of business because you weren't profitable, you'll fail because of cash.
Wait, most definitely.
Oh, you have
guys, I need a website.
MaximumVP.com.
Was that you, Jack?
Well, that's
Adam.
Oh, okay, good. All right, Adam. I thought I was wanting to make sure. I didn't know if you knew the website or not. So,
hey, I got it down. Thanks.
Hey guys, will you come back soon? We got more to teach us.
Absolutely, we're happy to.
Jack Sonhalter, I'm Adam Sonhalter, ladies and gentlemen, and Jack Mancini. They're with Maximum Value Partners, and they'll be back another day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.